inspection program, it's actually two parts. It's learning how to fully inspect a boat to make sure it meets that clean, drained, and dry standard, and also to learn how to decontaminate a boat, basically wash off the boat with high-pressure water, high-temperature water, in various parts of the boat. If there's some water in the bilge or if there's anything stuck to the hull or the trailer, these folks are learning how to use the wash units and to properly wash off or decontaminate a boat while making sure there's no damage whatsoever to that boat.
What species are you looking out for that can travel on the boats and then end up in the lake?
Yeah, well, Lake George has five invasive species right now, but what we're concerned with are species that we don't have that can be tremendously damaging to the lake, such as quagga mussels or hydrilla. Hydrilla just showed up in Cayuga Lake only a couple of years ago, and they're pulling out all stops to try to control that in that lake. That would be devastating to Lake George. Quagga mussels, if they come to Lake George, will attach themselves to every hard surface in the lake, fouling boats and docks and causing problems with beaches. Ultimately, the invasive species issue isn't simply an ecological one. It's also an economic one, that these can have a tremendous impact on the long-term recreational industry of Lake George, and it's our job to make sure that doesn't take place.
Could you talk a little bit about the inspection stations that are at the lake?
Yeah, we have six regional inspection stations around Lake George. The best way to learn about the program is we developed a completely new website solely dedicated to this effort, which is LakeGeorgeBoatInspections.com or LGBoatInspections.com, either one. And that takes you through exactly the location of the six regional inspection stations, and it's available on all platforms, whether it's a cell phone or a tablet or your computer. So even if you're on your way to Lake George, you can go on LGBoatInspections.com and click on the location of the nearest facility. It'll automatically bring up the directions to that facility. So the whole idea was to have these as close as possible to the larger launch areas on the lake, so there's minimal travel time to get to an inspection station before you get to your favorite place of launch.
So what happens if someone does not get their boat inspected?
Well, all the locations that you can launch a boat on Lake George have agreements, legal agreements with a commission that say that the seals, after you get inspected and you pass inspection or after you get decontaminated, you get a seal. It's basically a zip tie that goes around between your boat and your trailer. And then those seals would be checked and clipped before you launch into the lake. So if someone were to go to a local marina and try to launch without one of those seals in place, they would be turned away and they would have to go back to one of the inspection stations. So the whole program is, you know, we're really focusing on public awareness, make sure people know about what the program is to bring their boat free of invasive species to Lake George. There's no cost to the program for the boater. Everything is being paid for by the New York State Environmental Protection Fund and local municipalities and nonprofits. So that's a great effort. We've had tremendous response from the public on how this is moving forward.
And I understand that you're encouraging boaters not just to wash their equipment on before they enter or after they pull out of Lake George, but also if they go into other waterways in New York State as well.
Absolutely. Invasive species is a much larger issue than on Lake George, so the practices that we're trying to promote here are good for all lakes in New York State and the Northeast and really for the country. Our program on Lake George is modeled after many of the states out west. They've been doing this for a number of years, holding boaters to a clean, drained, and dry standard. You're going to be hearing that more and more. So the whole idea is we don't want to be taking invasive species from Lake George over to Long Lake or Racket Lake or anywhere else for that matter. So when boaters are leaving Lake George, we make sure that the boaters have pulled their bilge plugs and we check the boat to make sure they're not dragging anything from Lake George out to another water body. So public awareness on this has been tremendous. And we think with this program and everybody really starting to get on board with this general concept, we'll have a really good effort to try to minimize the spread of invasive species throughout Lake George and really the region.